USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today is the last day of the Amy Coney Barrett Supreme Court confirmation hearings. The Senate Judiciary Committee will gavel in at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, and we'll be hearing from witnesses both for and against Judge Barrett. On Wednesday, things got a little testy between Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas and Illinois Democrat Senator Dick Durbin.
They don't have substantive criticisms.
Mr. Chairman, may I make a point of personal privilege?
Of course.
In the midst of a COVID-19 crisis, a pandemic, and some members are in their offices following this on television, and to suggest their absence here means they're not following or participating is incorrect.
Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci says families may need to cut back this Thanksgiving. Fauci saying last night that Americans might have to sacrifice social gatherings because of the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Eli Lilly and Company. Raise your hand if you use Lilly insulin and struggle to afford your monthly prescription and are enrolled in Medicare Part D, have a high deductible insurance plan, or don't have health insurance at all. If your hand is raised, Lilly wants to help. Lilly has solutions that can help make life easier for you. Lilly launched Insulin Affordability, Learn, Act, Share, to encourage people using Lilly insulin to learn about their affordability options, to act by calling the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center, and to share this important information with others. People with or without commercial insurance can buy Lilly insulins today for $35 per monthly prescription at a retail pharmacy. And this fall, seniors can enroll in Medicare Part D plans that provide a $35 copay starting in January. Raise your hand and visit insulinaffordability.com or call 1-833-808-1234 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Another busy day of campaigning for President Trump. The president will be in North Carolina, where he will deliver a campaign speech at the Pitt Greenville Airport at 1 o'clock. The president then participating in a fundraising reception in Florida and finally ending the night doing an NBC News town hall in Miami. On Wednesday, the president spoke to business leaders virtually and said the choice is clear between him and former Vice President Joe Biden.
I will deliver optimism, opportunity, and growth. They will deliver pessimism, stagnation, decline, and very high taxes. Simply put, it's a choice between a socialist nightmare and the American dream.
His opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, will be participating in virtual fundraising events and then spend the evening in Philadelphia participating in an ABC News town hall. Vice Presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris will be in North Carolina delivering remarks regarding early voting. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of the top stories of the day, a new report claims Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, is connected to a Ukrainian businessman while his father was the vice president, and the vice president knew about the relationship. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News this is a story we need to be following.
These accusations are as serious as 4 heart attacks and a stroke. Now, we're talking about a major party nominee for president of the United States of America with an election right around the corner. And every single solitary responsible news organization needs to be investigating the veracity of these allegations.
Sports is continuing to be impacted by the coronavirus.
The pandemic continues to impact sports calendars as Saturday's college football game between LSU and Florida has been postponed after a coronavirus outbreak in the Florida program. The Southeastern Conference postponed the game after 18 Gator players tested positive. Florida had shut down football activities on Tuesday after the first handful of positive tests. The game has tentatively been rescheduled for December 12th. And for the first time in 77 years, the NFL will not hold a Pro Bowl after this season. The league announced Wednesday it will forego this season's edition of the game, scheduled to take place in Las Vegas, as it focuses on playing a full season and postseason in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.